Hi, welcome to the penultimate episode of the Vaguely Anime Podcast. I am one of the hosts this afternoon, Michael, followed by other host, Sage.
Hi.
And it's also being the penultimate, the last Cultured Corner.
It is. So, wow. So
penultimate episode, ultimate Cultured Corner.
Yeah.
And is what's the actual word for final? Is it just penultimate and then final?
I think so.
All right.
The finale.
Yeah, I guess. It is.
I don't think I've heard anybody reference a finale as anything else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It is now the ultimate Cultured Corner.
Correct.
Instead of the penultimate, it's just
ultimate.
Yeah. Ultimate Cultured Corner. That is how it works now.
Mm-hmm.
Which means the next episode will be the ultimate Vaguely Anime.
Yes.
And I'm going to try to remember that.
All right. I believe in you.
I won't. We both know.
I know.
We both
It's
know
okay. I'll forget too. So yeah. It's fine.
Anyway, welcome to the episode. I have been to Japan.
Yay, Michael! I
pulled it off before the end of this whole shindig.
I have not.
To
no one's surprise.
I managed to go for 2 weeks after not having a job anymore, which I don't remember if I have mentioned on this podcast or not. But
I don't think you did.
Fun employment. Yeah, fun employment. So I decided, because I was getting paid, because severance, because I had a nice big boy job that gave severance, so that's nice.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I get 2 months of pay.
That's good.
I'm going to go travel. And a ticket to Japan was the same price when I was scheduling it in
honestly,
2 weeks
it
was in August.
It's probably better that you went now, because probably by August they won't even be accepting American tourists.
There is that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It's going so swell right now, the world in general.
Oh, it's going all right.
It's so swell.
Things sure are happening.
Boy,
howdy.
Are they?
Yeah.
But it is. Anyway. So, yeah, I decided to go. And I spent 2 weeks. I went to Tokyo, Kyoto, and Osaka. And it was awesome. I could have honestly spent the whole 2 weeks in Kyoto alone.
Did you do one of those, like, you know, they have, like, the pod hostels?
Oh, yes.
Did you do one of those?
The capsule?
Yeah,
hotels?
Yeah.
No, I just stayed in hostels.
Oh, okay.
Although one hostel I did stay in, the one in Kyoto, kind of was like modeled after capsule hotels.
Oh, okay.
So I kind of got
it. You had like a semi-capsule experience.
Kind of, yeah. Except it was definitely nicer.
Right.
But it was kind of modeled after those, so.
I'm picking up what you're putting in.
But yeah, so I did 5 days in Tokyo, 5 days in Kyoto, 4 days in Osaka, and then 1 day again, like total, essentially, of Tokyo before leaving, because I was leaving out of Tokyo. So I did like half a night, half a day.
Right, I know what you mean.
And yeah, it was great. Met some cool people when I was in Tokyo in the hostel. And one of those guys had a camera that he brought with him. He's doing 6 months there.
Wow.
He's from Germany. He started up north, has been working his way south. And he was showing me pictures he had taken. And I was like, fuck, I should have brought a camera. Because I was thinking about it before I left. I was like, oh, maybe I should ask Anthony if I could borrow his camera. And I was like, I don't want that on me. Whatever. And then I got there and I saw his pictures. And I was like, fuck, I kind of wish I had a camera now.
Yeah.
And
I feel like if I was going to go, especially somewhere like Japan, like I feel like I would want to bring a camera.
Yeah. So, but I also, because my also thinking was like, I don't take a lot of pictures anyway. Like in general.
True. But I feel like this is different.
Well, I realized that after while I was there. So I was talking to the guy and he was like, dude, everything's so cheap here. Let's go to a secondhand store. I'm sure we'll find a camera. And I was like, all right. To be fair, everything is ungodly cheap there.
Right.
All in, plane ticket included, about $5,000 for 2 weeks.
Wow.
Slightly under $5,000. Which, you know, I mean, that's not nothing. Right. But for 2 weeks in another country.
That's like, really not bad at all.
And the plane ticket was $2,200.
Like, legit, I don't even think you could go to Disney for 2 weeks for $5,000.
Yeah, so.
Even a solo person.
Yeah, and I mean, that was staying in hostels. Like, I wasn't going to hotels.
You should have stayed in a love hotel.
Oh, yeah, I'll get right on that. No thanks.
For the experience. No thanks. If I go to Japan, I would totally stay in one.
You can go get laid.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I mean, I guess I could have gotten laid.
I was going to say, you could have. You just chose not to, so. That was your own fault.
I don't know if chose is the word.
You could have. You should have gone to a hostess bar.
Okay, no. But also, speaking of the guy that I was telling me about getting a camera.
I was going to say, that's expensive.
Yeah. He had met someone, like, I think they left the hostel the day before I showed up.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I basically took their spot.
Right.
He was telling me that guy decided to go to a maid cafe because he was just curious and was like, fuck it, I'm going to go. And he was telling me about it. And, I was not going to go.
Right.
There was basically no way on earth I was going to a maid cafe to begin with because I have always assumed that it would be cringy as fuck. And hearing the story that he told me, I was correct. It is apparently the cringiest thing you could ever do in your life. Because, A, it's a lot of really, really not good-looking people that
really?
Go there. I mean, all the maids are
going
hot.
Going there.
Yeah,
gotcha.
All the maids
okay.
are hot because they have to be.
Right.
Going there, and it's really sad.
Is it like neckbeardy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for Japan.
No, I understand. I understand.
And
neckbeard
and
is a lifestyle, not, you know, yeah. anyone can be.
Yeah. And it's hot women calling these people that get no social interaction master and being
oh,
like,
wow.
like,
yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
heart, like a supercharged thing. And he was like, it was the worst. It was the worst thing. I could not stand being in there, but I entered and had to at least have, like, something.
Right.
And then leave. And they just, the interactions that they have to have with you.
Right.
Are terrible.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I didn't want to go. Now I never want to. Because I was also like, it would be one of those things that, like, if I ever entered a maid cafe, like, women forever would know I went in. And they would never talk to me
They
again.
Could sense
yeah.
it.
Like, they would just know. It was the same thing with, like, we passed by this, like a famous, like, sex toy store.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can't go
Oh, my
in there.
God. The one where it's, like, three stories?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. yeah, yeah.
By the company that makes uh-huh. all the, like, the fleshlights
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
And I was like, I can't go in there.
Oh, my God.
Women will
I
know.
I would have gone in there.
If I was with a girl, sure. But I'm not.
I feel like that's where I would want to go. I would want to go to like a hostess bar. I would want to go to the sex toy store, the three stories.
It's funny because when I did see it, I went, if Sage was here, she'd be like, Michael, we're going in there.
Absolutely. I absolutely would have been like, we have to go.
Yeah.
We can't not go.
But I couldn't do that alone. Women would know.
I guess.
I would never be able to talk to a woman again.
Do you feel like if you went in by yourself, it would be greater judgment? From, like, the people around or, like, when you came back home? You know what I mean?
Because the people would – they would know. They would just know.
That you're by yourself?
That I went in.
Oh.
No. But by yourself, I assume everyone that goes in there is mostly by
yourself.
So
have you never been to, like, a sex shop here?
No.
Oh.
I've never had a partner to have needed that.
You don't need a partner to need that. I've gone by myself many times. We used to have one that was like 10 minutes away from my college. It was great.
Yeah, but like sex toys are more of a thing, I feel like, for women than they are for guys.
False. Men's actually, I will say, like...
No, like, yeah, I know men have them, but it's, I feel like, less common for a guy. Like, if a guy has some kind of sex toy, I feel like there's more of a judgment there than for women.
I don't know. I
like, if you see a woman with a vibrator or a dildo, you're like,
nowadays,
right.
though, I feel like it's so commonplace.
It feels... look, maybe it's just me, but it feels like... It feels like you can't talk to women and that's why you have it.
Mm.
Versus... And maybe it's just like, I don't know. Like, maybe that's just me.
It's your own personal, or, yeah, like... it's like a barrier you don't want to cross.
Yeah, it just it feels like if you finally get one, you're just like, I don't know, you're like, you've given up.
I understand.
Where I feel like there's never been that kind of thought with like a girl or like girl sex toys. Where you're just like, yeah, well, I mean, you know, whatever. Your hand can only do so much for you.
It's true.
Where for a guy, a hand can do everything for you.
I guess, but wouldn't like the benefit of the sex toy? Because I'm not even saying you need to have like a whole huge ass like fleshlight or anything. You know what I mean?
Right.
But like, there's other options.
Sure.
That your hand would not provide you with.
Sure.
You know.
But again, I don't know. I feel like then
it's the stigma.
Yeah.
Of having the sex toy.
Yeah. Like I like. There's been moments where I'm like, I feel like I'd be curious, but I'm not curious enough to do it.
That's fair. So. I feel like if I had a dig, I would definitely try a fleshlight. Just once, just to know.
I feel like I would, but I would. It would be in the context of I'm already dating somebody.
That's valid.
Because then it feels less...
Less like...
Sad.
I was going to say less like sneaking it.
No, just sad. It feels less sad because you're already with somebody like you're getting laid anyway.
Gotcha. You're doing it for the experience, not so much because it's necessary.
Yes.
I know what you... Oh, gotcha, yeah. Gotcha.
But,
Tokyo?
Yeah, anyway, yeah, so I didn't go in, because, it felt...
Missed opportunity.
Well, because, like, I did go into, like, you know, where some, like, in Akihabara, people say, like, where you're going up certain, like, figure stores or whatever, and, like, on, like, the fourth floor, it's then the sex R18 ones.
Right.
I did walk into those, just being like, fuck it.
Yeah.
And it was really funny, because... I was walking around one of them. First of all the people that you would expect to be in that area are in that area.
Of course.
You know?
Of course.
But I was walking around and I was like, I didn't know they made animated versions of this. Because like I've read the non-animated versions.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, there was a lot of times where I was like, I didn't realize they animated this one.
Oh.
I was like, huh. All right. I said that in my head at least like 10 times. I was like, Is this a problem? Is the fact that I'm saying this that many times a problem?
Yeah.
but it was like whatever.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny though, because like immediately, like you go past the curtain and there's just like usually a poster titties.
Yeah, of
and
course.
Like, oh, okay.
They want you to know right up front.
Yeah. Which card stores are more hidden than the sex stores.
Cards like
TCGs, like Magic, Pokemon.
That's so
like,
funny.
I was telling Colin because Colin wanted me to find a Magic card for him because Magic's not really a thing in Japan.
Gotcha.
So the cards are cheaper there.
Gotcha.
But they still count in regulation play. Apparently, I don't know. I don't play Magic, but so I had, like went was trying to find card stores because I was trying to find this card for him, and like. All card stores were relegated to like back alleys.
Cards are illicit.
But like the sex shops, main strip.
That's how they know how to get the money.
Yeah. I went to maybe like 20, 25 card stores trying to find this fucking card. Because Magic is so not popular there that like they have a very limited selection and they're usually like the smallest shelf in the back corner with like cobwebs. And the shop I ended up finding it on in was in Osaka, and it was literally in an alley.
Like a hole in the wall kind of store.
Like, I was walking down one of the back streets, because I walked down for the most part. I mostly walked everywhere. Just because, like, yeah, I could have taken the subway or whatever, but then I'm underground, and, like, I'd rather...
You want to see. You want to see stuff, of course.
So, like, in Kyoto, I literally did, like, a two-hour walk across the city to go to the thing I wanted to see instead of, like, a 20-minute train ride.
Right.
That way I could see shit on the way.
Of course.
Then I walked back a different way so I could see different shit.
Very reasonable.
I averaged, on the entire trip, I averaged about 15 miles a day.
Wow.
One day I walked 30.
Damn.
So I was walking down the back street, and there was like I was walking down. It was like kind of like it was like dusk, and I was walking, and then I saw a sign that had like the Magic's like TCG symbol,
mm-hmm.
and it said Magic, and it had an arrow pointing to this alley that was literally as big as like a person.
Right.
And I'm like,
that's not suspicious at all.
I was like, fuck it. It'll be a story if anything. So I turn and start walking down the alley, and it gets to an end. There's a left turn. I'm like, all right, keep walking. There's another end. There's a right turn.
God.
And I'm like, if I was in any other country, I would think I'd run into like a drug deal and get shot.
You know you're getting snatched.
Yeah. But I'm like, in Japan, what's happening?
Even if you did that here, you're getting snatched. Yeah. I'm sorry.
But in Japan, I'm probably twice the size. I can take them.
Yeah, you're probably fine.
And I get to this thing, and there's a door with the like the magic symbol on it, and it's like a slider. And I slide it open, and there's this weirdly hot dude just chilling there, like on a stool,
mm-hmm.
one like leg on top of the other with sunglasses, smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, "Sup?" Okay. And he and like in like English, basically, he's
right.
like, "Sup?" I'm like, "Hey, man. Do you have this card?" And I show him a picture, and he's like, looks at it, and he's like, "Oh yeah, one sec." Turns around, and it's just like piles of like shoeboxes, essentially.
Right, right.
And he just like fiddles through all of them, goes through, takes one out, and goes, "This?" And I look at it, and I'm like, "Yeah." And he goes, "How many you want?" I got a bunch, and I'm like, "Just the one." And he's like, "Bet. All right."
This man in the like hole in the wall alley Magic the Gathering store, he's got all the hookups.
Yeah. And he's like, "Bet. All right." And he was like, $10. I was like, "Sure, man. Whatever." And he's like, "It's getting near night. You eating anything yet?" And I was like, "Nah." And he was like, "You want a good ramen recommendation?" And I was like, "Fuck yeah, I do." And he was like, "All right, pull out your phone. I'll type it in for you." And I was like, "Okay." He typed it in for me.
Any like, other country, that phone is gone, 100%. And Michael is disappeared.
100%. So it was like 2 blocks away. I was like, all right, second best ramen I had there. I was like, this is fucking incredible.
Oh,
this
my
is the,
God.
This is the second best ramen. I only beaten by a place I found in Kyoto that was literally a hole in the wall.
Right.
Like, the door was part of the wall of the building. Like, if you didn't know it was there, you didn't see that fucking door.
Right, right, right.
It was on that 2-hour walk back. I just saw somebody come out of what looked like the wall.
Right.
And I was like, what the fuck is this Harry Potter ass shit? Yeah, I was like, what is this Harry Potter ass shit? And I saw someone like grab like what looked like a hole in that wall and like open it and go in. I was like, I gotta know what's in there.
Right.
And the fucking platform 3.5 quarters, whatever the fuck that thing is. I was like, all right, go in there.
9 3/4.
Yeah, that. Opened the thing, walked in, and it was a ramen place. And I was like, I gotta have this. I bet it'll be great. Luckily, it had an electronic kiosk, so I could order shit in English.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say.
Yeah, so it's either they had an English menu for most places, or they had like their kiosks. And it was one of two options for those kiosks. It was electrical, which meant you could select a language. Or it was like an old vending machine, and there was only Japanese, and it was fucking pick and play. And
was there pictures?
No.
Oh, okay. So you're just hoping for the best.
Yeah, so either it was take out your phone and translate, or you didn't want to look like an idiot in front of people, so you just put money in and hit buttons and hope it worked out for the best.
Please be something good.
Which is what I did 3 times.
Was it good each time at 100%. Least? Okay, then you came out positive.
The first time I did it, it was way too much food because it was all like different meals. So I was like, fuck.
You got like the family stuff. Michael's
I got like
sitting
one ramen,
alone.
A curry ramen, curry rice, sorry. A thing of rice, and I was like, fuck.
You just have like 3 giant plates in front of you. I feel like they would be like typical Americans.
100%. I lost 10 pounds while I was there.
I'm not surprised if you're walking an average of 15 miles a day.
I ate so much fucking food. So anyway, got that magic card. But, Tokyo was cool. I went to the Shibuya Crossing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was kind of like whatever. It was,
right.
It's a crosswalk. I walked down it, walked back across, and went, I'm going to go do something else now. I went to a bunch of shrines, learned proper shrine etiquette by watching someone go before I went in, so that way I didn't
Smart.
Look like an idiot.
Smart.
Learned that, you know, you're not supposed to walk down the middle. Because that's for the gods. You bow when you go in under the Torii Gate. You bow when you leave the Torii Gate. like the offering. You're supposed to, well, you can give any change, but if you have a 5 cent coin, you're supposed to do that one because that's like the kanji is similar to luck or something.
Oh, okay.
So you usually, if you have it, you give that one. And yeah, so like, and you wash your hands with the spiritual water, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So many shrines. I went to so many shrines. I don't know why. Like, I'm not a religious dude, but praying at those shrines was weirdly satisfying.
Hmm.
Like,
it's probably just like the vibe, the atmosphere.
I think it really is.
The atmosphere of the shrine.
Like,
yeah.
The first one I did, I like walked away and I was like, wow, I feel weirdly kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, why though? Like, I don't believe this does anything.
Right.
But it was like you said, I think it was just the vibe that, like, yeah.
It's just nice and right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just like, yeah, that was pleasant. And so, like, a lot of times my prayer was mostly just like,
I don't think you're supposed to say what it is out loud.
Oh, I don't know. Well, all right.
It's supposed to be just for you.
I'm
just saying.
All right, whatever. It was never anything specific. It was just mostly like, you know, thanks.
Live long and prosper.
Yeah. But it was nice. I mean, I didn't know any Japanese, obviously, so I didn't know specifically what the shrines were to.
Right.
So, like, I don't know if I was, like, at a shrine that was, like, supposed to help you with schoolwork, and I was like, hey, man, help me with my travel, you know, like, whatever. Like, I don't know. So, like, I was mostly trying to keep it as neutral as possible because I was like, I don't know who I'm praying to, so
right. Just keep nice, good vibes.
Yeah, exactly. But it was really cool. Honestly, going to most of those shrines were, like, the coolest part, especially in Kyoto. Kyoto's shrines are fucking pretty, and some of them are like elaborate,
right?
But honestly, I could have stayed the whole 2 weeks I was there in Kyoto. That's how much I loved Kyoto. It is so pretty. Like, the mix of, like, because, you know, it's like the cultural hub of,
right,
Japan, and the, like, the mix of old world and new world shit is just so nice and, like, pleasing, and because there's just so many old buildings still around there, and just reading all the history of, like, all these places, and sometimes you forget how young America is.
Mm-hmm.
because you're reading signs that are like, oh, in 1100 BC this was built, as far as we can tell, and you're like, excuse me? And they're like, oh, this shrine was built in like 200 BC. This one was built in like 11, and you're like, sure. Also, the amount of signs that were like, this shit burned down here, and then, and then, and mm-mm, then, and then. There was so many shrines where they were like, yeah, this burned down like 7 times throughout history. Some of the times they were like, and then they stopped rebuilding it because it was like a war-based thing, and
right,
they were in peace, so they went, fuck it, let's build something nicer. And then sometimes it was like, it burned down sometimes. Then the war happened. and most of the time, they never specified. It was either neutral about war happened, or it was victimized.
Of course.
Side of war happening.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. You know, you take your way how you want to take that. But
as I think each country does.
Yeah, there were quite a few paintings I saw in museums, because I went to a lot of museums because I like museums. First of all, went to quite a few museums that I think they don't expect Westerners to go to, because there was no English explanation for any of the things I was looking at.
Mm.
It was purely Japanese, and that's it. And I was like, okay, well, I'll still look at the cool things, but it would be cool if there was something here in
yeah,
English.
Yeah.
Non-touristy
spots, they're like, you better know Japanese or else.
Yeah. But it, like, whatever. But there were some portraits that had the, like, the rising sun flag.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, which is a shame. I've said this many times. I don't know if I've said that on the podcast or not. Real shame that that is essentially the Nazi flag of the East,
because mm-hmm,
it is like top tier flag design.
Yeah,
it is like probably the best country's flag design. It's a shame. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Why do evil people have to ruin such nice things?
That's why we can't have nice things.
Why? Like, you should have changed your flag when you were going to be evil. That way you could have went. That way you could have went back to the cool flag when you stopped being evil. You know, you're like, hey,
but
you know,
it wouldn't make sense. No, like, we're in terms of representation.
We're about to do some evil shit. Let's rebrand.
Rebrand for our evil shit.
And then they did it with Germany.
True.
You know, I'm just saying, if you're gonna do evil shit, rebrand. And then when you stop being evil, you swap back. That way you get to keep the cool shit.
But what if they were like, we already have this excellent design. Why change it?
Change it a little.
I think in their being evil plans, I don't think they were expecting to be losers.
Well,
you know what I mean? I think they were going in there being like, we're going to be victorious and we can continue on.
Always rebrand.
Always rebrand.
That way you can fall back on the old.
That's why they really lost. Poor branding.
Yeah, exactly.
Poor branding choices.
Exactly. yeah. Also, there was a hot minute there where I kept forgetting that in Asia, the Buddhist symbol has not been tainted.
Right.
Because I kept seeing essentially the swastika, mm-hmm. being like, oh, and I'm like, oh, right, it's not slanted. It's not slanted. It's fine.
Right.
There was
it's still its original intended meaning.
Yeah, yeah. Which, but there was like the first few days, I was like, oh, right, okay, all right. Like the double take.
Right, because you're so not used to it. So when you do see it, it's like a version, you know?
Yeah, you're like, what the fuck?
Oh, who? Why would you do that? And then you're like, oh, wait.
Yeah. Yeah, there was, which is funny because then sometimes I saw the old Rising Sun flag on some people's like shit, and I'm like,
yeah,
that feels wrong.
I have to imagine with older generations that
I saw it as like decals on some people's like street.
Oh,
cars.
Modern,
yeah.
Mm.
So I don't know.
Maybe it's a thing of like, you know, like here we have like people who are still like pretty much pro-Confederacy.
Yeah,
like, and you'll see like the
flag.
Confederate flag everywhere. Like,
maybe.
I have to assume it's probably something along
probably.
Those lines.
Again, it's a shame.
It's old time
bitchin' flag design.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Kyoto was by far my favorite. Also, anytime I saw someone in a kimono, I was like, all right, I'm going to try to get a picture of this person. I hate still photography mostly because I feel like I get really bad pictures of any person ever.
Mm-hmm.
I also hate being perceived as taking a picture of somebody.
Right.
Because I don't want to, there was a language barrier, so I didn't want to like ask anybody. And that's also not the point of still life photography. You're supposed
I know
to
what
get
you
it
mean.
Without people knowing.
Right.
You're getting them in their
candid.
Life. Yeah. And there were quite a few times I wanted to get a picture of someone, but I was like, there's no way I could take this without them knowing. I'm
without being
it.
Suspicious.
Yeah. But there was like sometimes where like someone was walking away and I'm like, I can get the shot. There was one time I was like walking back from like a mountain trail,
mm-hmm.
and I was like on this kind of like touristy famous spot that if I was there like a week later would have had cherry blossoms fucking everywhere.
Oh.
Luckily I did see some cherry blossoms. Some bloomed early, and then literally the last day I was there in Tokyo, a path in a park that I was in that I was at 2 weeks prior that had no flowers. No cherry blossoms, had like, I'd say like 50% of the, like all the trees had bloomed, 50% of them were like, it was like 50% full.
Right.
So like, it was still like sparse.
Right,
but
right.
At least they were there.
They were coming in.
Yeah, yeah. But there's like that place I was at was supposed to have like cherry blossoms all around it, but obviously they had not bloomed yet. But I saw this girl, apparently in Kyoto, that day I was there, schools had graduation ceremonies.
Mm.
So the college kids and I don't know, I guess high schoolers, because I ran into some high schoolers that also were in kimonos. I wasn't sure if they also had graduated from whatever or they were just like dressed up.
Right. For some kind of something.
Yeah,
occasion.
Yeah. But I had to walk through the university at one point to get where I was going. And there was just like all the girls were in their kimonos with like their diplomas. And I was like, damn, dude, this is pretty as fuck. But I saw this girl and like her parents like posing for photos and stuff, and then they were like walking back, and I was like all the way at the top of this hill, and they were like halfway down it, and I was like, that'd be a gorgeous shot. I gotta get that shot. And I'm just sprinting down this thing, trying not to trip and eat shit while like, with this camera, while switching the lens to like the further lens, so I don't have to be as close as
right,
I
right,
need
right.
To. I'm just sprinting, and I'm like, go like get down and like take this picture, and I'm like, yes, got it. No one saw. Thank God.
Good job.
But yeah, I think I asked one person to get their picture, and it was the three girls that I assume were in like high school. I don't right. know. They seemed young, but also everyone in Japan seems young until
right.
they don't.
Right.
They were like taking pictures of each other in their kimonos, and then they were like about to walk away, and I was like, oh, hey, like, do you want a picture of all of you?
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, yeah, and they handed me their phone. But I had already had my camera in my hand, so I was like taking pictures of them, and then I...
Right, took one with the camera.
Yeah, took one with my camera. And I showed them it and was like, I can send this to you. That picture I'm actually really happy with. It's really nice.
Mm.
I also got a picture of like this bird in a cherry blossom tree.
Cute.
That I got like literally the second day I got the camera, and I was like, fuck, this is already worth it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyway, I took up street photography for that trip. It's really easy when places are pretty.
I was going to say.
like I was just like walking down streets and being like, wow, that alley, gorgeous.
See, I feel like even if you went to like New York City, you'd see like a little alley, you'd be like, no.
New York City is definitely more people driven when it comes to like street photography.
Oh, yeah. Like, I agree.
Then,
the surroundings, yeah. For sure.
Because most of the surrounding pictures I feel like you're getting are just...
It either everything looks the same, or it looks really dingy.
Yeah.
Like location shots, if you wanted to do like that kind of same intimate feel.
Yeah.
It would just not look as nice.
Yeah, or like you're getting the same kind of picture that everyone else has of like the, you know, the Freedom Tower.
Right.
Empire State Building or like whatever. But again, I'm bad with photographing people, I feel like, so I don't want to do that.
Fair.
But... Yeah, I don't know. I loved it. I never had a bad meal. Convenience stores, ungodly great there. All the bread there, fucking fantastic. like, you could have any bread from those convenience stores, and you will be like, this is the greatest thing I've ever eaten. Mm. Also, the vending machines are the greatest thing on the planet.
Their vending machines are, like, from the future.
Literally, every block has at least one. On a cold day, like, there's the hot and cold vending machines. It was both cold and hot when I was there. The first few days was cold. The last few days were cold. The middle of the trip was hot. And I was like, the cold days, I was just walking, and I'm like, fuck, I'm kind of fucking freezing. And then there'd be a hot vending machine with hot tea, and I'm like, fuck, yes. Or it'd be hot as fuck, and I'm like, I need essentially a Gatorade or something. And I'd get the Pocari Sweat, because Pocari Sweat fucking bangs. There's Pocari Sweat, and there's Aquarius. Pocari Sweat is my go-to Gatorade-esque drink. But fantastic. People are right, though. There are no garbage cans.
I was going to just ask about the garbage cans because I know they don't have them.
Yeah. So I'd say it's like 50-50 on the vending machines having a bottle.
Like disposed
thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like 50-50 on if they do or don't. So for the most part, you can usually get out. Like, you won't have to carry a bottle for super long.
Mm.
Trash, though, if you don't eat the food right outside the convenience store,
you're done for.
You will have to carry that until you find another convenience store.
Gotcha.
Which, I mean, they're pretty frequent, especially if you're in Tokyo.
Right.
Or in Osaka. You can be holding on to that shit for a hot minute if depending on where you are.
Were you traveling with, like, a backpack?
No. So I was traveling with nothing until I got my camera, and then I was traveling with that bag.
You were traveling with nothing?
With that bag.
How?
Like, when I was walking around the city?
Yeah.
What do I need?
I don't know.
My wallet and passport are in my pocket. My phone's in my pocket.
That just seems crazy to not have a bag.
Sunglasses were in my pocket. Like, for my jacket. So, I mean... What do I need a bag for?
I guess, but like, what if you want to get stuff and carry it?
Well, my plan was mostly I wasn't going to buy stuff until I went back to Tokyo.
Mm, okay, I guess that's fair.
I wasn't going to souvenir shop till I was leaving.
That's extremely valid.
Besides that, the only things I got were like shrine charms, and I mean that I could just keep that in a pocket until I get back.
Okay.
It
just seems so like, at least for me, I always have a bag. Because you never know, you know?
Yeah,
so
but I
the
know,
idea
I didn't want to like
not
it.
Having a bag seems crazy. camera case.
I just carried this around.
Right.
And I would keep the phone charger in this front pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I had, like, a random thing or whatnot, I would just put it in here.
Okay.
So I kept my headphones in here, mostly because I was listening to music basically the entire time.
Valid.
I got.
What are you going to do, talk to people?
I got to Japan. I got off the plane. I was still listening to music. I got on the train to Tokyo, still listening to music. Got out of Tokyo Station, which took me a fucking minute. Because, first of all, learning the train system, actually not hard at all. You can get it pretty much in a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
But getting out of Tokyo Station that first time, you'd be like, there'd be like a sign that's like exit, north exit, or west exit, mm-hmm. or whatever. And you're like following those exits, but like you're... I was lost in there for
Is it like trying to get out of Penn Station for the first time?
Kinda, yeah. Like, I was lost in there for like 20 minutes. I was like, where the fuck is the exit? I just need to get out of here. And it was funny because I was talking to the guy that I kind of became friends with at the hostel. And he was like, did you also get lost in Tokyo Station the first time? I was like, yes. How the fuck do you get out?
LOL.
But, yeah, so I got out and I was like walking with my suitcase and my backpack and like, going, and I was like, real music is not the vibe, so I just looked up like Japanese lo-fi, mm-hmm. and I literally listened to nothing but lo-fi the entire 2 weeks I was there, because like I just wanted subtle background
right
noise.
A little something, yeah, but not while, like a song,
yeah, while being able to take in the entire place I was in, you know.
You wanted a nice little backtrack,
yeah,
for your travels.
And it was really nice.
It sounds nice.
Yeah, it was really just like a nice little like vibe, like beat going on in my head while like just kind of like looking at the sights. Yeah, no, I literally could go back tomorrow. Like I want to go back again. I want to go see the northern area. Like I want to go see the southern parts. I want to go like to more of the countryside. I think I'm going to actually attempt to learn Japanese, either through an app or like maybe actually go to like some classes or something. I don't know. Cause especially in the cities, you can totally get by with not knowing Japanese.
Right.
Besides, you should know, hi, thank you very much, excuse me.
Right. The basic phrases.
Yeah. You should know those. But for the most part, you'll be fine. But, like, it felt disappointing to not be able to meet somebody on at least a baseline sentence structure. And they don't make you feel disappointed. But, like, maybe just for me, it was like...
You feel like you should have been prepared to be like, hello, like, I'm Michael, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, like, I am looking for this.
Right.
Or, hey, could I take
your... To hold a casual conversation.
Or, hey, could I take your picture? Or, where's your favorite place to eat? Just
right.
Something like base level conversation.
Right.
So
you can actually interact with somebody.
Yeah. And to be fair, I mean, the guy I was talking to, I don't know. He just attracts people. I guess people would talk to him on the fucking time. He kind of like this girl hit up a conversation with him and she didn't know any English or German. He's German. So they only talked through translator. And they still are talking, so I mean, but they only do it through a translator. And they were originally, he was translating everything from German to Japanese, and then she was like, I want to work on my English, can you talk to me in English? And he was like, I don't have to use a translator then, so yeah, sure, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, people will just like interact with you however they have to. But I don't know, like to me it was like I was a little disappointed that I couldn't meet somebody on some base level of understanding,
because
like they would try to say something to you and it would just be like when you're like, I'm sorry, I don't.
Right, when you're like, I have literally zero comprehension.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Like by the end of the time I was there, like I couldn't tell you what the words are, but I understood like, hey, do you need a bag for this?
Yeah.
Couldn't repeat those words back to you, but like at least I was like,
you picked up on the phrases.
Yeah, at least like the context of it in the phrase.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, okay. But yeah, so I think I want to attempt to learn, however way I need to attempt to that, I guess. But yeah, honestly, I would go back tomorrow. I would move there if it didn't mean I'd have to leave my friends.
Which is funny, I said that to my parents, and they were like, what about your family? And I was like, I've known you guys for 26 years. What does that matter?
I hear it's very hard to find, like, an apartment.
Yeah, apparently. If you're a foreigner. Yeah, no, it's a nightmare to do any paperwork there to get
there. I was going to say, like, traveling to visit apparently is not very hard.
No,
but
no.
If you want to move there, it is a difficult process.
Yeah, especially if you don't know Japanese.
If you don't know Japanese and you don't have anything being, like, any kind of like Japanese bloodline or anything.
Yeah, if you don't have a character witness either.
Yeah.
Like if you don't know someone that lives there.
Yeah. Apparently it's very difficult.
Yeah. But.
And like I was watching somebody who had moved there and she was trying to get a little tiny apartment for just her. And every single apartment place she was going to, they kept rejecting her because they were like, we don't take foreigners.
Yeah.
And even though you would pay them this, you know, good money, perfectly fine money, but they're like, no, we don't have any foreigners in this building.
Yeah. There were a few times where I was like, am I in the right place? There was one time I was like about to miss the train I was supposed to get on. So I just like hopped in real quick and I'm sitting there and I'm just like on my phone, you know, minding my own business. And I kind of like glance up and I'm like looking around and I realize all these people are staring at me and I'm like, what have I done? Why are people staring at me? And then I'm looking around and I'm like, there's only girls on this car.
And I went on the women's only train?
So it was the women's only car.
That's what I mean. Sorry, yeah, yeah. Not train.
And I looked up and I'm like, what? There's something wrong, clearly. And I like look over and I see women only and I'm like, fuck! So I like turn and I'm like,
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. And I turn and I go through the thing and that's also a women's only car. I go through three women's only cars. To get to the non-one. I'm like, I am so sorry. I didn't know. You see my complexion. I am white. I didn't know.
All those girls are just like judging.
Yeah, they're like, what is the fucking pervert?
Why is this man here?
I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Can he read? You should have been like, no, I can't read. I'm sorry.
I felt so bad. I was like, oh, God, I'm one of those.
They're
going to get home and be like, this fucking idiot.
Yeah, they're going to get home to mom and dad, like, at the kitchen table. You need to guess what happened today? A white man came onto the girls' only train car. It was crazy. And he sat down so casually. Like,
yeah, I was like, oh, no. And it took me, like, 5 minutes.
A good, yeah.
Because I got on the train and just started reading. And I was like, I glanced up and was like, everyone's looking at me.
Because you know when you, because you could just feel when the eyeballs are on you.
And I was like, why is everyone looking, like, did I do something wrong? Is it just because, like, I'm not Japanese? What's up?
A sea of judgmental eyes.
And I look up and I just, like, I noticed that there was, like, a pink line on, like, the trimming. And I was like, that's interesting. And I was, like, following the trimming. And then I saw the sign in the middle that was, like, women only. And I was like,
well,
fuck. I was like, I'm gonna just get up. Please excuse me. I am so sorry. Please excuse me. And then I was just walking through three cars going, I'm so sorry.
You do a walk of shame.
It's like, and I got into the regular car and just like a bunch of dudes were just looking at me like,
yeah.
And I was like,
whoopsies. That's so funny.
Yeah. Well, I could keep talking about Japan, but I do also want to talk about Daredevil.
Okay,
we won't be able to talk about that in the next
episode. We can totes my ghost talk about Daredevil.
Daredevil Born Again.
Yeah, we're so back.
MCU, so back, except I think the fights are edited too much.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't know, like, the fights, I don't even know, like, yes, there's probably too much editing, but
they are good.
But some of the, especially in this most recent episode 7, I'm like,
spoilers for Daredevil.
Yeah, spoilers.
This will be 5 weeks later, but
yeah, but some of it
up to episode seven.
Yeah, that's what just aired this Tuesday.
So, yeah, spoilers to episode 7.
But some of the like scenes where he goes back into the suit, like he looked fake.
I think when they use the like CGI to like do the more acrobatic shit.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's weird because it reads unfinished almost.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, but I'm also like kind of whatever with it.
Same. It wasn't like egregious enough that I was like, it does by no means ruins.
It does look off though.
Yes, but you notice it every time.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean? It was something that like I kept clocking it and being like,
Which is funny because I've been on Twitter, the showrunner for Daredevil for Netflix has been like, we would have done that if we had the budget, which is why he isn't flipping around all the time on the Netflix shows, because we didn't have the money for it.
Right, right, right.
He's like, but if we did, we would have.
Right.
So, like, it's essentially just Disney has the extra money to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, you know, not enough to make it look picture perfect. But also, I've always said that CGI has never made people jumping look very good anyway.
Right.
So, you probably would have always looked a little weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think it mostly looks fine. Or it mostly is whatever to me, yeah, at least. But I think the fights are good. I just wish they were edited less MCU.
I know what you mean.
Because they do cut too quickly to most of the fights. Where I'm just like, let it breathe a little bit, please. Yeah. Just a little.
Yeah.
But I am liking it quite a lot. I wish Karen.
I was gonna say, I wish Karen didn't just like fuck off after this.
It feels
episode.
Like they definitely went, let's add that stuff in so that way they are still in this continuity.
Right.
But we've already made too much of the show to keep to like fully rework it.
Right.
So we'll just have them be out of it for a bit. Because I'm so certain Foggy's not dead.
You're so certain Foggy's
100%.
Not.
There's a comic story where he fakes his death.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, that's what's happening.
I felt like that opening episode, I'm like, yeah, that man is definitely dead. And I feel like Matt, wouldn't he know? Wouldn't he know?
Well, Foggy fakes his death. Matt doesn't know in the comic either.
Oh, okay.
So
we'll see.
I'm so sure.
You're so sure.
So sure he's not dead.
Okay.
What
do you think of what's his name, Muse?
I really liked him. I'm kind of bummed he's already gone.
I was surprised too. I was kind of thinking he was gonna be.
Yeah, it feels a bit quick.
It did feel quick. I was kind of thinking he was gonna be building up, but then I guess like we do have to kind of juggle. I think it would be too much to try to juggle like Fisk's coming back into
being him.
Being Kingpin.
Yeah.
Because I guess, I mean, part of the whole thing is like the mirroring of Matt going back to Daredevil, blah, blah, blah. They're trying to like walk this tightrope situation, both of them.
Which also, I think it's really funny that the showrunner for this show was like, the Netflix show at its worst was when heroes were standing in a room for 5 minutes waxing about heroics. And yet they do that a lot in this show.
Yeah.
Which is good. I want that. But I'm just like, for someone that shit talked that, you have a lot of that here. Like, I think Matt and Frank.
Yeah.
Talk waxing poetic about being heroes and what that means is like some of the best MCU shit on screen ever.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like what, 5-10 minutes of them just in a room talking about what the fuck their ideals are.
I love Frank so much, and
the fact that he's just like in a fucking basement,
he's just chilling.
I'm kind of pissed though, because I really wanted him to like go murder those cops,
right?
Because in the comics he flat out, he sees cops with his symbol, he goes, I will kill you.
Yeah.
He like rips up the symbol and rips it off them. And it's
that,
like, next time if I see you with this, I will shoot you.
I'm wondering if they're gonna bring that back, because that also kind of just died on the spot with like the cops and the Punisher stuff. Like, because I feel like Frank would be anti.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was a little like kind of a bummer that he was like, whatever.
Yeah,
it's not my problem.
Yeah, it seems like he's too checked out.
Yeah, because I'm like, I disagree. I'm pretty sure you, I mean, your comics version of you is very much anti that, because they're not supposed, I think his speech is like, you're not supposed to look up to me. I'm a criminal. You
right.
should want to kill me.
Right.
You should not idolize me.
You should not follow by my example.
Yeah. They've made those comics quite a few times because, you know, cops keep using the fucking Punisher blue stripe
I know what
symbol.
I know what you mean.
And so they make that comic, a comic basically stating that kind of similar thing every now and then to be like,
stop it.
Yeah, stop it.
This
You're
is
idolizing
not
a character
like,
that doesn't want anything to do with that.
This isn't like aspirational content.
Yeah. Like, if this character existed, he would hate you and probably kill you.
Yeah.
I do hope he does something about it.
I want him to have a larger presence for sure.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's also part of them, like, trying to have the Netflix DNA incorporated a little bit more.
Yeah, that he's there.
Yeah.
And the same guy.
Yeah.
That's John Bernthal. But yeah, I miss Karen. I want Karen back. I want Karen to be part of the fucking... I don't need him dating whoever the fuck the lady.
Heather.
Yeah, Heather. Like, Karen. Give me Karen.
I feel like Karen, she needs to be working at their new law firm.
Well, it's not, it doesn't exist anymore.
No, not the one with
the one that he's at.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also was kind of bummed when he was like, we'll just be friends at the beginning. And I was like, no. It's like, that's not how that ended the last time.
Yeah.
Fuck. I mean, then again, Matt sleeps around. Matt pulls bitches. So,
yeah.
You know, maybe they just were like, whatever. We don't want to only have Karen.
Yeah.
But I love Karen.
Me too.
I love Deborah Ann Wolfe.
Come back, Karen, please.
Yeah, I mean, I assume she will in like season two when they actually have a full,
right. Actual purpose for her character.
Yeah, instead of adding her on last second like Foggy too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I liked Muse. Fisk is Fisk.
Okay, so I keep wondering about this because every time I keep thinking like, surely this is when Matt snaps and he actually kills someone. Because that's like, you know. And then when Heather shoots Muse, I was like, damn, he should have killed her. This would have been the perfect moment for him to kill Muse. If he was the one that did it instead of Heather.
Why do you want him to kill Muse?
Because I feel like that's going to be...
Didn't he already kill someone in the Netflix show?
I don't think so.
Wasn't there already a story for that?
I don't think so. Wasn't the whole thing like in the Netflix that he knows he can?
No, I know, but I thought he did accidentally. Because I'm pretty sure. Well, I mean, every time I think Daredevil has killed someone in the comics mainline, it's always been by accident. Like he hits someone with the billy club, and the guy trips and hits his head on like a curb, and it kills him.
Right.
Or something.
I mean, maybe that's what happened, but. I don't think he, like, intentionally kills anyone in the Netflix.
Yeah, no, accidentally. But I thought he did kill somebody in the show, and they, like, kind of went through that little arc.
Intentionally?
No, accidentally.
Oh, no, Matt's never intentionally killed him. No, I'm saying intentional.
Oh, okay. You want him to actively go, I'm killing you.
Well, yes and no.
In the rage.
Yeah. Because I feel like he
Nah, he never did it for Kingpin.
He needs something to give. You know what I mean? Right. He's so tightly wound up that every time he, like, even when before he's like, okay, I'm going back in the suit, fuck it, right? Like, when he beats up those two shady cops and he's like, you really don't want to do this. And he's like, you know what? Let me just pop off real quick. I was like, this is the time.
He fucking wrecks their shit. I thought he killed one of them.
I thought he did too. I was like, they just
He threw that guy down and like his neck was, I was like, he's dead.
I was like, those guys just got so beyond fucked up. And of course, what are they going to say? Some blind lawyer just beat the shit out of me?
Which is what he says to them. He's like, "What? Who's going to believe you?
Yeah. Like.
Yeah, I also love that we keep building on, like, the small-time vigilantes that are out there.
Yeah.
White Tiger, his niece is now there, which I assume will also be the next White Tiger.
Right.
Then also Swordmaster.
Yeah.
Kate Bishop's stepdad.
My God, throwback.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't even realize that was him.
Not her actual stepdad, I guess. They didn't actually get married.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pseudo-stepdad.
Yeah, that was him. Remember, because he does his first hero thing in the show?
I didn't even put two and two together. Yeah.
And then he shows up later in that episode.
He sure does.
Yeah.
That's so funny. No, I'm really like, it still feels very grounded, small scale.
Mm-hmm.
My real only complaint is like, I don't really know where they're going with Vanessa. But I think she has never had, like, a super clear direction anyway.
Yeah.
She's always just been, like, a little side piece to Fisk.
Yeah, like, Fisk's story.
But I was thinking that she was going to have more...
agency.
Like, agency and relevance. But right. She's... If anything, I feel like she's even less important now.
Yeah, she's just another.
She's just there, essentially.
Side piece again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a little disappointing for me, but.
Yeah, I would say it is. It is good. I still think the Netflix show, at least season 1 and 3, are better.
I would
probably also 2. Probably also 2.
Yeah.
I think the Netflix show is still better, but this is better than I thought we were going to get.
I agree.
By a country mile.
I was really hesitant in that I was thinking, like, it's not that I didn't think Disney could do a similar production style and all those things. It was more so like, I'm like, are they willing to do that? Because it's going to be obviously much more gritty.
The fact that they're doing a story about cops' corruption.
Yeah.
And how terrible cops are.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
No, same.
I was like, I'm surprised you guys are touching that with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah.
And the, like, the idolizing Punisher cops and stuff. I was like, I am shocked you guys are doing this.
Yeah, so, I was expecting it to be too, like, clean.
Yeah.
And, like, easy, mm-hmm. you know? Like, it was going to be a much, like, Daredevil light
yeah.
kind of feel to it.
So no, it's brutal.
I'm glad the vibe is still there. I'm glad you know, they're keeping that same brutality. Nothing is, you don't finish each episode being like, ooh, another day. Like, yeah. Ooh, we solved the case. You know, like, it's just kind of constant misery. But that's the feeling you got with the Netflix, too.
Yeah.
So I like that they're able to keep that overall.
I will say there was one episode where it was not misery, where it was, like, mostly a self-contained episode. The one with Kamala's dad.
Mm-hmm.
In the bank.
Yeah.
Which I did like. It was like a nice little standalone.
It was
story.
A little break.
Yeah, it was like a nice little standalone. Although, it was funny because I was texting Eamon while I was watching it because I was catching up after I got back from Japan. And I was like texting him and I was like, is that Kamala's dad?
It sure was.
And then he goes in at length talking about Kamala and Miss Marvel for like 3 minutes. And I'm like, never mind. They just explained that for way too long.
I was going to say, I will say, outside of them being like, here's the Wikipedia bio of this character. I did like that episode, but like that introduction, I was like, did y'all write this on a draft? Was like,
they go on was for
there,
way too
was there
long.
No proofreading? You couldn't have cut anything.
Yeah, it was a bit much.
Yeah.
But I did really like that episode.
Yeah.
It was quite fun. Yeah, I, honestly, like, at the moment, I would probably say it's, like,
I'd give it a 7 out of 10.
I was going to say, like, a 7 or an 8.
Yeah.
Probably 7.
I think it could bump up to an 8, depending on how the rest of the season shakes out. But I will say, for right now, I'm at, like, a pretty solid 7.
Yeah.
Only because I think there's...
Compared to the other shows, though...
Excuse me.
Compared to the other shows, where would you put it?
Like the other Marvel TV shows,
yeah, the other MCU shows, not.
Let me think. I would say.
Need me to pull up a list?
Yes, please. Definitely above Winter Soldier and Falcon. Probably above Ms. Marvel.
So there's Hawkeye.
Mm.
Agatha.
Mm-hmm.
Both Lokis.
Mm-hmm.
Or just Loki and
right, right, right.
She-Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
Werewolf by Night. Well, that's not a show. I guess
that's
a special.
I was going to say, that's not like an episodic.
Moon Knight.
Mm.
Echo.
Mm.
WandaVision. Falcon and Winter Soldier. Miss Marvel.
I would say...
And Secret Invasion.
For me, WandaVision and Agatha All Along are my two faves okay. out of the MCV TV shows. I think it would be right behind that. Hold on. But I need to see it visually.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying to do.
A visual learner.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
Secret
Invasion... At the bottom.
At the bottom, 100%.
At the bottom.
At the very fucking bottom.
I would say...
God, that show was terrible.
Do I think She-Hulk is the next worst? Would you say She-Hulk is worse than Echo?
Would I say She-Hulk is worse than Echo? I put She-Hulk above Echo. Mm. I liked She-Hulk.
I didn't. Maybe I need to revisit it.
I was not a hater of She-Hulk.
I think I just didn't enjoy it. I wasn't a hater either, but I wasn't like, this is excellent. You know?
Right.
I would say Echo is worse, but I would say I think Echo was better than Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Mm.
Because that show, I really did not like. Outside of Bucky's character development, the majority of that I wasn't really on board with.
Right.
You know?
Why is it so hard to find a fucking list?
So yeah, I would say Secret Invasion, Falcon Winter Soldier, She-Hulk. No, Echo, She-Hulk. Miss Marvel.
Oh, fuck it. I'll
Hawkeye.
Just give you
yeah.
my fucking ranking and you can go from there.
I would say Hawkeye, then Loki, then like, Agatha, then
Wanda. I think I'm putting this above She-Hulk, which I think is in my top. So that would at least put Daredevil in top 15 of the MCU in total.
Mm-hmm.
Including movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, She-Hulk is right at 15 for you.
Yeah, so...
Oh, and then Moon Knight. Where would I put that?
So, I think...
Middle of the pack.
I think Daredevil's better than She-Hulk.
I would agree.
Do I think it's better than Agatha? I don't think so.
I would also agree.
So, yeah, I think... I feel like I think those are the two shows I have... would be right next to each other. It's Agatha and She-Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just shows, then yeah, I guess it would be Agatha, Daredevil, She-Hulk. And Agatha is my second
Daredevil,
best.
Daredevil, and then yeah, it is, because Hawkeye is your first.
Yeah, Hawkeye. Oh, no, so there's Loki. Okay, Hawkeye, Agatha, Loki.
Daredevil,
She-Hulk.
I would be...
Both seasons of Loki.
I would be WandaVision, Agatha.
I need to rewatch WandaVision.
Loki, Daredevil, then Hawkeye.
I fucking love Hawkeye, though.
I did really like Hawkeye.
Hawkeye is so fucking
good. Maybe during Christmas I'll watch it again.
Hawkeye is so good.
I'll watch it again during Christmas.
It is so charming.
It is. Are we ever going to get, like, this Young Avengers bullshit? By that time, Hailee Steinfeld is going to be, like...
I don't fucking 30. Know. Oh, you,
not we, that that's old by
did,
any means, but
we
you
didn't,
understand.
You weren't there for the episode where we talked about Captain America, because, you know...
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, because they have a character in that where it could have very easily been Isaiah Bradley's grandson, who is all part of the Young Avengers, and they could have set him up. But instead, they had a character that means nothing, adds nothing, and does nothing. And you're like, and they were like, oh, we couldn't find a spot for that character, so he wasn't in the movie.
Brave
and I'm like,
New World 43. Yikes.
Yeah. Not very good.
It's rough out here.
It's a Hulk sequel that features Captain America.
The Brave New World? Mm-mm.
Yeah. It's... I don't want to spoil it for you. Do you care?
I do care, because
okay.
I'm going all to right. watch it.
All right, I won't. I will say
you just have to hold it in.
Yeah, it's massive emotional payoff does nothing.
Oh no!
It gives it is for nobody.
Mm.
It makes no sense.
Mm.
Yeah. So I guess out of the 48 positions of the MCU,
mm-hmm.
I guess Daredevil would end up in 15.
Gotcha.
So.
Pretty good.
Yeah. It's slightly better than She-Hulk. Or, they're very different shows. But
I was gonna...
Daredevil is more pointed towards me.
I'm picking up...
To give it its edge.
I know what you mean. It's
yeah.
just something that you are like, this is intrinsically what I like.
Yes.
You know.
Where She-Hulk is still
personally
good,
biased
but, yeah,
towards
personally
it.
Biased towards Daredevil.
Yeah,
to
yeah, yeah.
Get that edge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you mean.
But yeah.
But at the moment, I think you're right. Where like I'm like a 7 out of 10. But
yeah,
I'm waiting for it to like kick up.
I think if the season goes in the direction I'm thinking it's gonna go, it will jump up.
Yeah.
But if they keep doing this like kind of slightly stagnant or like just a little bit too fast payoffs, mm-hmm. I think I will keep it at a 7.
Yeah. I think if it makes the right steps, it'll get that 4.5 out of 5.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
But it's like at that 3.5, 4.
Yeah, currently. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. But all right. On that note.
Yeah.
That'll end the penultimate
ultimate.
And ultimate Cultured Corner episode of the Vaguely Anime Podcast.
Yeah.
So don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, even though you won't really matter much after this.
Still do it.
Still do it, though. And we'll see you guys next week for whatever it is we talk about. I think we're at least have the idea of we're going to go over our anime club.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Discuss the anime club, like, lineage.
Yeah, the library.
Yeah.
Go over our thoughts and everything. So, yeah, we'll see you guys next week for at least that, if not more.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.